What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to a brand new episode of Bollywood Snacks, of course, the official podcast of the B3 Television Network. I'm Monty, and this is Zoran. What's going on, bro?
Long time no see. Hey, everybody, what's happening on Bollywood Snacks? It's always wonderful to be back. And yeah, it's the end of 2021. Thank God, we're just approaching Christmas here.
It's the season cheering on next weekend. You know what the best thing is? Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day is on a weekend. This entire, meaning this particular, obviously it makes sense 7 days later, but 2021, hopefully it ends with a cheer with families and friends and loved ones. 2019 to now has been slightly hectic for everyone. How's everything with you, Manzaran? How's fam?
Good, good.
How's, what's Christmas and New Year's plans for you?
Just pray to God that the whole of 2022 feels like a bit of a weekend, because this year has felt like a weekday.
Yeah, fair enough.
What I mean is just like, no, is this the hustle and bustle? I just hope that we can put this pandemic in the side and then, you know, move on, because I think everyone's done and dusted with this thing. But no, our family's here together in Oman. Everyone's back together. I'll be making a big shift in my life very, very soon, in another continent, in another country. So hoping for that.
All the very best to that. And me being in Delhi right now, it is definitely Shadi season. Shadi season, well, for now is over. But talking about Shadis, and we'll jump straight.
Are you getting married?
No, I was going to, but then, you know, first Salman was in the way. Now Vicky is the way. But yeah, that's what's happening right now. So talk about Shadi straight up. Katrina Kaif, of course. Shadi's done. Photographs are out. Amazon Prime 80 crore deal. People have mixed reviews about everything. But there is a bigger news that's happening right now. And Salman Khan's involved with it. And Zoran's going to tell you exactly what that is.
Well, so Katrina Kaif just recently finished her wedding, her shadi, as you all know, in this beautiful, beautiful Ranthambore fort with the one and only Mr. Kaushal, Vicky Kaushal, and lucky man for all the right reasons. And that being said, she's going to resume her shooting for the first time after being Mrs. Vicky Kaushal. And she's going to get back to her ex-bo, Salman Khan, to finish the last leg of shooting for Tigers in the Hair Part 3 in Delhi, where Monty is. So I think hopefully Monty can go and catch a bit of a glimpse of ex-lovers. But no, I think that film is going to be wrapping up very soon. So I think Katrina Kaif will be getting back to shooting for the film. And I think, yeah, having the release date coming up for that as well.
Awesome. We were talking just before pressing record to record this podcast about, you know, Bollywood couples and their cheating tendencies. Frankly speaking, you know, one of the biggest ones was obviously Hrithik Roshan and Kangana Ranaut, where Suzanne had to drop out from that university. But now there's rumors that Hrithik and Vani are the new B-Town couple. Ayushman Khurrana, Vani Kapoor, of course, Chandigarh Gare Aashiqui. That's a film we're going to be talking about throughout this episode, review and box office. But overall, man, how true is it? Zoran, Hrithik and Vani, you think that's happening?
I'm as clueless as people would want to know at this point in time. Because look, I think I've kind of come to realize and believe that nothing is really permanent in Bollywood. No marriage is permanent, and neither is any sort of breakup as far as the Indian film industry is concerned. And I think that is very prevalent with, I think, Hrithik's past, with many people's past. And I think Hrithik is a good-looking guy. Everyone knows Vani Kapoor is single, I guess. And he's always, you know, sort of flying around like Krish. So I...
Yeah.
So
Jadu.
Yeah, he's in the middle of Koi Mil Gaya, kind of a little slow about his life and flying around at the same time like Krish. So I don't know, maybe girls fall for that. Maybe, you know, women like that. And of course, coupled with his very, very good, you know, machismo looks, as they say, you know, this Mardwala look he's got, you know, this bearded, rugged look that Mr. Tararirira has, you know.
Da, 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 da. Ta, 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 ta. COVID is still around. Omicron is here. The Delta variant's here. In India, with Bollywood, doesn't matter how much money you have or what your box office return is, COVID's going to hit. Intimate dinner, quote unquote, at Kajo's house. And of course, Kajo loves to go on public, you know, whether it's intimate parties, whether, you know, it's invitations to the NCB from his Instagram or whatever it may be. 8 people party, a very cozy affair. Kareena Kapoor Khan is now COVID positive.
And from something being very positive, let's make it even more positive in a nicer sense this time around. 83 is round the corner.
Balu, se bol, kal tujhe dekh lunga.
Baal suno hai?
Kya bola tha? Kal tujhe dekh lunga.
See you tomorrow.
Huh?
Kal bada match hai na?
It's a do and die. Kya hai?
You mean do or die?
and it's got a host of other brilliant actors because it is the cast of the Indian cricket team that won the World Cup in England in 1983 in UK. And Monty, I don't know about you, but I am super excited, along with 1 billion people, to finally watch that 175 couple day knock, which made history. It changed the game of cricket. And speaking of which, I mean, I'm going to get to the point right here, right now. They did a first time premiere of the film, and they went to Jeddah in Saudi, where they kind of unveiled the look of the film. They had a bit of a meet and greet with the fans, and then they made their way to everyone's favorite city, Dubai. My Dubai, hashtag My Dubai. And then they had the unveiling of the trailer on top of Burj Khalifa, the tallest tower in the world, which is obviously known for having every huge event happening at downtown Dubai. So yeah, Ranveer Singh was, of course, in his elegant Gucci. I don't know if elegant is the right word for what he wears, but we'll just leave it to that. That being said, Kapil Dev was there, Sunil Gavaskar was there, Mohinder Amarnath was there for the first look of the film on Burj Khalifa. But nonetheless, 24th December 2021, in your cinemas near you.
That will be a Christmas Eve to celebrate. I think, just like you said, the entire country and cricket fans and film fans all over the world. This is a perfect Bollywood arrangement, right? It's Bollywood and cricket. So it's a perfect Indian arranged marriage, and I think people will soar. But beyond that, this is a film that should be experienced on the big screen without a doubt, right? It has great actors, not just the two leads, but also the supporting cast is great. Then it's cricket, and it's probably the biggest moment of Indian cricketing history. And now, jumping on from 83, from cricket, we're going to a different universe. Of course, we know Marvel, we know DC, then we also know Rohit Shetty's cop universe. Uski baat hum chhod dete hain. But then we also have now, which is Astroverse, where we have Hindu mythological universe in the future. This is what's happening. I think Brahmastra has been in the works for approximately 3 to 4 years now, I believe, at least publicly announced.
Four and a half years.
And even now, the release date is next year, a year from now.
कुछ चल रहा है दुनिया में ईशा, ऐसा कुछ जो नॉर्मल लोगों के समझ के बाहर है, कुछ पुरानी शक्तियाँ हैं, कुछ अस्त्र हैं।
ये सब तुम्हें क्यों दिख रहा है? तुम हो कौन शिवा?
Ranbir Kapoor's animated release poster, teaser, whatever that was, very interesting, Dozoran. What's your take on that?
I just want to say, you spoke about the wait. A good way of kind of measuring how long this film has taken is when Ranbir actually once said in an interview, even we don't know how long it's taken, but they remember the first day of shoot was the day Abram was born, Shah Rukh Khan's third son was born. So that's the first day of shoot. And ever since then, Abram has grown up, but the film has not. And I think we're just hoping that, man, release kar do. Whatever you've got in the ready pipeline, get it out. We love it. It's not like you're... I almost feel like the director is not satisfied enough with what he's got, so he's taking a little longer. Of course, COVID, you know, give or take that. We all know the kind of measure.
And it's a massive release overall, though, right? It's a huge project. It's not even a film. It's a huge project.
Yeah, and it's got Amitabh Bachchan and Shah Rukh Khan in the film, actually. Yeah. And it's got a bunch of other people as well. So, of course, look... Yes, I think it's going to be a good movie. I'm sure it'll get fans regardless because of the star power in it. But I sometimes it's just my take. Sometimes this length of a time it takes, or this delay, makes one think that the director is not satisfied and does not trust his project enough. He does not trust his project enough, and that's where probably the story is lacking or whatever. Again, I'm just giving my two cents. I may be completely wrong. I just hope I'm wrong about this. But this is a view you get when it takes too long to come out. Like, is this guy trusting his own film enough to release? So, well, taking you back in time when Priyanka Chopra and Akshay Kumar were shooting for the film Vakt. I'm not sure if you all remember that. Vakt ke saath matlab time bhi guzar gaya hai. But the one and only Mrs. Khanna, who's also Mrs. Kumar, and well, she writes the most incredible blogs because she has a way with words. Twinkle Khanna, of course, had a supposed argument and a big fight with PCJ. And long story short, she apparently reached the sets of the film to apparently slap Priyanka Chopra, if reports are to be.
I had no idea about that. Wow, okay. The Bollywood cat fight happening right about now.
Big cat fight happening. And Chopra supposedly was late that day on set, so apparently that slap did not happen. Instead, husband had to get the bat stick of it. So apparently in front of the entire cast and crew, or more of the crew actually, Akshay Kumar had to hear the worst of what Twinkle Khanna had to say. But I also want to say Priyanka Chopra has been in the midst of controversies with Bollywood wives wanting to slap her because she happens to steal their husbands. It happened with Gauri Khan.
Yep.
And then it happened with Twinkle Khanna. And she just, people like to slap her.
And talking about slaps, and now we're jumping straight into Paisa Vasool, the Paisa Vasool slap with Instagram. We're talking about both Bollywood and Hollywood. I think the most commercial film, the biggest film right now from the Bollywood scene is Chandni Gadkari Ashki. 7.2 on IMDb right now.
I'm a certified fitness provider. Just dial, khol ke dekh lo. Top 10 gyms mein naam hai Chandni Gadkari.
I guess IMDb ratings have become a charche wali baat just because people want to see good content now, so they want to see reviews, public reviews. 1.8 million US dollars on its second day. Third up with Ahaan Shetty, Tarzan is behind $2.9 million. Antim is still around with 5 million plus. Akshay Kumar Suryavanshi, of course, is still happening. $25.6 million. Encanto, 2.825. On the 17th day, Matrix Resurrections, of course, with Priyanka Chopra, Keanu Reeves, $427 million. That's almost half a billion. That's what we have for Bollywood box office. Paisa Vasool with Instagram. We're talking about Chandni Gadkari Ashki. Of course, Abhishek Kapoor has directed this beautiful film. Ayushmann Khurrana and Vani Kapoor are in the two lead roles. Just going to give you a quick background on it. Catchy soundtrack with Sachin Jagat as well. We cannot forget music these days without Bollywood films. Okay, the guy in question in the film, of course, the title role, Manvinder Munjal, a.k.a. Manu. That's Ayushmann Khurrana. He has two sisters. Meanwhile, they play the role of his mothers in this particular life. And then a Zumba instructor walks into the gym where Ayushmann Khurrana works in, and that's where the whole Bollywood drama happens. But this film is more than just a boy meets girl, girl meets boy, Zumba, abs, ass, and biceps, and all that action going on. But besides that, it is a coming-of-age film, just like Zoran said, and he'll tell you a little bit more about it right about now.
Yeah, so I think this film has got so many elements to it, from, you know, Ayushmann Khurrana basically being a gym instructor to Vani Kapoor being a Zumba instructor. But I think what's interesting and unique in this film is the fact that, I think, which Monty just pointed out, is that it's a coming of age film. Not a lot of subjects have been revolving around transgender, socially relevant movies. We've definitely got socially relevant films in Bollywood, but something which is as bold and realistic as having a romantic film involving a trans individual is a first in the film industry. And I'm really glad that it's been taking the step before we touch 2022. So I guess there are some positive signs as far as Bollywood scriptwriters are concerned, and I think Bollywood screenplay is concerned. Of course, Ayushmann Khurrana has known to play as realistic as roles as possible. Of course, he always gives content more important than his acting ability, even though a lot of people will say it is Ayushmann's acting that kind of, you know, carries the weight of the film, which I think is a very, very important thing. But I think the interesting part in this film is how gender identity play a big role. They have for quite some time now, whether it's Farhan Akhtar making some really realistic films, or whether it is Vicky Kaushal also was always playing the underdog in a film like Razi in front of Alia Bhatt. We've come to a point in Bollywood where I think films like Chandni Gadkari Ashiqui have taken center stage as far as producers going to put the money where the mouth is, and I think also directors backing that up, because at the end of the day there's an audience for it.
Sorry, actually not niche BG.
All in all, I believe Chandni Gadkari Ashki is a film which, you know, I am rooting for because it's against all odds. It might not be best of cinema, it might not be best of acting, and it might not even be that much, you know, of a commercial success. But again, just like Zoran said, it's films like this that are important, and it'll pave way for a newer space very, very soon. And now this is Track Check with B4U Music. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. I remember in about 2000, 2001, Govinda had released his first music album. And at that point, of course, there were tapes, there were cassettes, and I believe CDs were just coming in. Kar Ditti Jaan was Govinda's first album release as a musician. And Simmer, please play that right now. Kar Ditti Jaan, oi hoi, oi mai kurban, oi hoi. Kar Ditti Jaan, oi mai kurban. Dhunka kangan payal na waja kuriye. Fast forward almost three decades, we have Govinda coming back and making music. Chashma Chadhake is the title of the track. And I'm not going to say anything more. Just please listen to it and keep your thoughts to yourself. Okay, I'm going to be slightly biased about Govinda. The thing is that I wish people would invest in him being in front of the camera and not in front of the mic, because he still will have that, you know, he'll tickle most of the funny bones that you have in you. But overall, this is something that I cannot understand. Zoran, what's your take on Govinda and like him just making music right now? Like what's going on? What do you think?
The one thing is very important when you talk about Govinda, someone like from that caliber, is the fact that I think he did something very relatable. You know, you kind of are relating to a kind of a audience, which is perhaps, I mean, yes, they're educated and stuff, but I mean, the mass of India sometimes don't really, you know, want the serious kind of content. They don't want bold subjects. They don't want, you know, art drama films. They want pagalpan. They want masti. They want naach. They want gana. They want madness. And Govinda fits every single one of those boxes. You know, at the end of the day, the guy actually just, he became everything by doing nothing. He's definitely been an inspiration to people like Ranveer Singh and, of course, Salman Khan to a perspective, and also Varun Dhawan for that matter. You know, I think nowadays when you see, you know, films like what Varun's father made, David Dhawan,
right?
He made Govinda the star that he is today. But again, they had an audience. They had that sense of relatability, which is why it worked. I mean, there's no other reason why it would not. Big nostalgia news, I think, for all the Karan Johar films, for all the Shah Rukh Khan films, for all the Shah Rukh Khan fans especially. K3G Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham completed 20 years ever since the date was released. Big week for you know, large-hearted films, because it is all about loving your parents. I hope it is. If it's not, then I think you should do that. But nonetheless, the cast and crew of the film, which had Amitabh Bachchan, Jaya Bachchan, Shah Rukh Khan, Kajol, Kareena, Hrithik,
even Gibran
Khan, the one and only Johnny Lever, who can make anyone die laughing, who I love again and again and again, Farid Al-Jalal, the names go on and on. It was like the biggest film at that time. It still is one of the biggest films ever watched. So of course, all these guys have come back to kind of give you a bit of a taste of nostalgia, whether it's SRK's iconic dialogues, Kajol doing her silly stuff on screen, which is always a lot of fun, and of course the one and only Poo. Hallelujah.
It's raining, man.
You're right. So it's like Chandu Kachachane, Chandu Kachachane, and all that stuff, right? So
can you say that? Okay, but, try it.
I'm gonna try it in one take. Chandu Kachachane, Chandu Kachachane, ko chaani chok se chutney chitai. I missed one line.
Chandu ke chacha ne Chandu ki chachi ko chandni chowk mein chandni raat mein chandi ke chamche se chutney chitai.
So I conveniently missed two ones, but no. K3G has been an iconic film, especially, I mean,
absolutely a massive film.
Yeah, huge. So congrats.
20 years. Time does fly. Wow, it's been two decades. Anyways, chutney chatai, Bollywood snacks. Definitely in the mood for some samosa right now. I'm going to head out. So is Aran. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next week, next Sunday. And thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bollywood Snacks is the official podcast for the B4U Television Network and is supported by Body Dot and Instagram. Hosted by myself and Aran. Of course, recorded and engineered at the Astral Studios by It Simmer, and our executive producer is Mr. Kevin Regal. Take care, everyone. Be safe and peace.
All the views presented in this podcast are of the hosts and do not represent the ideology of the network channel. Any resemblance towards any person's living or dead is purely coincidental.